Hello, dear listener. James here. I should really be in bed, but I shall do that straight after this audio boo. I just wanted to share something that amused me, but probably only me. It's been a lovely evening. My brother comes over sort of every... My younger brother comes over every few Mondays. We have a bit of a jamming session, just mucking around with sounds and things, and chat about music and games and stuff we've seen on the internet and things like that. And it's good to spend some time with him. Now, over the weekend, Christopher and I were chatting about these first-person shooters, and I know he's only 11, but I think in some respects it's a bit like Cops and Robbers, and as long as he sort of knows that reality is not the same as these computer games, and the computer games he plays aren't the really nasty ones that, you know, like, what's that one? Black Ops, whatever it's called. I was thinking Command and Conquer, but it's a completely different thing. It skips my mind. Hang on. Call of Duty, that's the one. You know, those kind of, it's nothing like that. It's he plays Team Fortress 2, which is kind of almost cartoon characters, and it's got a bit of a cult following, actually. But as much as anything, it gives him the sort of hand-eye coordination things, quickness of thought. It's quite immersive, but it's not too, you know, it's not too much. And a lot of the time, actually, he spends playing on the sandboxes where he creates his own levels and things like that. So, you know, in a 3D world. So in some respect, I'm relatively happy with him doing it, as long as he doesn't spend all weekend doing it. Anyway, I was mentioning a game called Quake 3, which is it's one that I've been playing for years. It's been out for a long time. And both of us, he said, well, it's a first-person shooter 'em up. I'll give you a game of it. And I said, all right, and I'll see if I've got an old copy. And I installed it on his machine. And I sort of finally, I rebuilt my PC, my studio, so it's got two different boots. One for studio stuff, where it doesn't have the internet on it and doesn't have stupid games on it. And the other one, which, you know, I can do other things like, for example, ripping videos. I may have spoken to him about this before on Audioboo. But anyway, I installed Quake 3 on there as well. It's only a small install. And we, you know, I thought, well, interesting to find out, because Chris and I have never really played together. We've got one Steam license for the whole family, and he tends to use it. And of course, if he's using it, I can't use it at the same time. And we started off on co-op and things like that. And then he said, Daddy, do you know, I'd like to see how good we are in comparison with each other. Let's have a game. And I said, yeah, all right. Because, you know, I've been playing on and off for good heavens, must be nearly 12, 15 years since I've known Beth, really. And so I took him on. And we played one of the levels, which is one of my favourites. But it's got lots of free space in it and lots of places you can fall off. And he beat me 20 to minus 5. Every time I respawned, he took a shot at me and practically got me straight away. I was absolutely aghast, and I thought, my goodness, he's amazing. And I just left it. I actually got quite frustrated, because I think I got one shot on him, and that was about it in the whole of the game. And when you get sort of intimidated like that, and it was straight on, bang, 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 every time, it does get very frustrating. So that was it. So Dave came over, and Dave's he's been playing games for almost as long as I have. And I said, Dave, I'm just amazed at Chris's abilities, and I'd like, if possible, just before he goes to Scouts, just to take him on, just to see if I've lost it, and I'm just being ridiculously bad. And so I went on my Mac, Dave went on my studio PC, Chris jumped on his machine, we had a three-way game, it was great fun. But he beat us 20 to 3 to 1. Dave got 3, I got 1, he got 20. And Dave said, I do not believe this. You've got a mod on, haven't you? And Chris had downloaded off the internet an aiming bot, an automatic shooting bot. He just put all these things on his Quake 3. So I'd installed it, and literally in the half hour that I was downstairs mucking about, he'd installed all these cheats. Absolutely amazing. I mean, Beth had an absolute pop at him, because I think actually, when he started beating me, I did say, have you got something in... I said, have you got something installed in there? Some kind of weird cheat? And no, he was saying, and she had a right go at him for lying and things like that. But it just goes... I'm still really amused that my frustration wasn't caused by Christopher being so much better at the game than me. It was just the fact he's more resourceful than a better cheat. That says a lot, really. He's his father's son. And with that, I shall go to bed. Wish you a happy week. And good night.